Good evening, everybody. So we're going to pick up tonight with emunah, with faith. Actually, I just, someone who interacts with me, it's actually a remarkable lady. She runs a whole pro-Israel organization from Amsterdam. She's not even halakhically Jewish, I think. I forgot her name. Oh, it's called Time to Stand Up for Israel. Her father was Jewish, her mother is not. She's not halakhically Jewish, but she's so pro-Israel. And I write a lot, so she's been reaching out to me about all kinds of stuff. So I was actually shocked. She mentioned today when she these kind of people who ask, she's having a hard time sleeping and she feels like worthless. She's an older lady, not that old, but so I said to her, she actually at one point started conversion, like a whole story she has, but you need emunah. I told her I actually used the word emunah because she knows this amount of Hebrew. You can't live in this world. You can't live in these kind of times if you don't have emunah, if you don't have real faith. And we're not going to discuss the mechanics of emunah tonight, albeit it's super important. And as I just mentioned, in today's time, without emunah, a person cannot live completely. And it says that Micha says at the end of time, tzaddik by menasu yichad, that the righteous will live by their faith. If you want to be a person of faith, if you want to be a good Jew, if you want to be a conscientious person, you need to have emunah. And one of the things that Shabbos teaches and is empowered, one of the big things, is emunah. So it's going to be a little bit of a different angle tonight, but it's certainly in our time, certainly important. Echad HaKinuyim, one of the nicknames, Hamuskar, in the Sifrei Kalmonim, which means basically the earlier Sfar, which is done with Kabbalah in particular, of Midas HaMalchus. Malchus, again, is the lowest of the 10 Sfiras. It's the world which we interact with the most, is Emunah. Malchus is Emunah. But never move on. And we can understand as follows. Shai Gila Hashem Yisparach Balameinu. Who rock derech misemunah? The way you and I can see Hashem, understand Hashem, connect to Torah is emunah. The first of the Ten Commandments is emunah. You can't the oxygen, the spiritual oxygen of every yid, of every Jew is emunah. Shesoyf soyf mishvistako beinayim tfias ala oilam umuloyo in araya es habayra. If you just look like a person, like many people today, and you just look with nature, and you don't think beyond that, you will not see Hashem. Now, if you think a drop deeper, if you think a little deeper, you'll see Hashem everywhere. But it's feasible and it's possible, and we all know people do this. Some people, could even grow up a certain way and do this. Actually, Mrs. Summers, I see this on the comments, Julie, actually, I was just reading, I wrote that article connected to Grigory Zinoviev, so I actually got a couple more books on Stalin and the Jews, which got me interested Stalin Against the Jews by Voxburg and Stalin's War Against the Jews by Rappaport. So, and you think a Jew could live in Russia and never see Hashem? They go walk on the street. If you're living in 1965 Russia, there are many people being raised 1975 without any concept of faith. And all they saw was a world without emunah. The Stipler, he said that if a person learns Chovas Levavos, ethics of the heart, you see different worlds, a world of emunah. You look at trees differently. You look at the river differently. You look at your daily occurrences. You look at the news differently. Everything is different. But a person can be blind without emunah. You will not see Hashem. You'll be like a person in a dark cave, not seeing the world around you. Nimsa emunah, faith, is gilui kvayim malchusu ba'olam, is the revelation of Hashem's greatness in the world. V'inim malchus. That's, again, how we recognize and we, so to speak, make Hashem king of ourselves. And king of the world, Kohen Shespire, which we said that really that's the essence of Shabbos. Vahamalchus, it also is elucidated, Malchus is Leisle Megarme Klum. Malchus is the net result, right? We put the four legs together, and you have the top, you have a table. It's the result of everything, right? Shabbos is the result of everything. And Emunah, be'emes, is ein la toichen atzmi. There's nothing to quant, you don't point to Emunah. Avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, to love and to fear, or to love and to fear people. It's an emotion. You feel, you love the person. You fear the person. You walk on the street, you see a scary person, you fear them. You think about Hashem, you have awe of Hashem, fear of Hashem. Vila Muna, there's no, in and of itself, Emuna in la hergash, there's no emotion. Rakiriyas amitis hametzias. But Emuna is to see the things kamoshihi, as they are, below la haysif klum. Like a person who sees an object in front of them. Be'etzem ria inbo as a chayfetz atzmo. You see, you can see that you recognize in front of you is a car, is a house, is a tree, is a basketball, whatever it may be. Kacha Emunah is a koyach lahasik. So Emunah is the ability to see the truth of Hashem in the world. If Ein Lacha Hagdaras Ma'am Midas, I said, you have a different set of glasses. You see the world differently, and if a person has Emunah, they see their lives differently. They see their lives, that's obviously, that's a higher level of Emunah, that's a level of bitachon, to see their personal situation, life, the Jewish people, everything you see differently. Umazeh Emunah, as you said, is the Eim Kochai, is the mother of all life. Yisiba v'makor, it's everything in Torah, everything in mitzvahs, all midas and brachas come from Emunah. B'li Emunah, without Emunah, is nimsa adam b'choyshe gamer. You live in a thin stevelt, in an oylem ha'chashach, in a dark world, where nothing really matters. Everything is just a product of evolution and chance. And that just doesn't mean just how supposedly the world was created, according to, excuse my language, morons, who never thought a day in their lives, right, beyond their little box in their cave. But it's not just that the rule in that world is created that way. It's that everything happens to your life is meaningless. It's just chance, good luck, bad luck, right? What happens to you? Who you meet? You know, you got stuck in traffic today. You're bad luck. You were the day where the Palestinian terrorist lovers stopped the highway, the 280 or the 101 on the way to the airport. You're bad luck. You picked the wrong day. This happens to you today, you're bad luck. You had a good marriage or a bad marriage? Nothing to do with you, really. It's just the mazel hala trick. Just your luck. Nothing. You're in a dark world, you know, where if, you know, the wrong time, the wrong place, the right time, the right place, if you're lucky. Nothing is completely choshech that emunah. A person has faith in the iras ein of amas. You see the truth. You can see in front of you. You know what's there and what's not there, what's real and what's not real, what's permanent and what's fake. And you act and you treat and you behave differently. And you love correctly, you fear correctly. And therefore faith, what you can see clearly, is the sibul akol. It's the thing that causes everything. It's certainly spiritual. But itself, it lays the garment plume. It's not anything per se, but a knowledge of what Hashem is and seeing Hashem in this world. Umal makor, and what's the source? What's the wellspring? V'hasibo, and the reason which leads a person to true emunah, true faith. It's chachma. You have to have wisdom. You have to be able to have knowledge. Hachachma. Soif soif ha'adam etivo eno maimen. Why do you take medicine? Because you have the wisdom to know. If you'd walk in this world, you have no idea who your parent is. You wouldn't treat anyone like your parent. You don't have that knowledge base that this is my parent. Okay. This fire is bad. I won't put my hand in the fire. Right? I'm dirty. I'm going to go to the shower. It's always wisdom. That's what gives you the ability to see what's reality and what's not reality. The ultimate chokhmah is to believe in Hashem and to know Hashem. That is the ultimate wisdom. Right? If you're born tomorrow, there are people like I said this by my history series, imagine you're born tomorrow and you have no idea where you come from, who your parents are, right? That's a Jew who knows nothing about their history. They wake up one day, they have no idea who Rashi and the Holocaust and why the Holocaust and Rambam and the Vilna Gaon, they're Jewish, they're Josh Cohen, they don't know what a Cohen is and who aren't a Cohen. They're totally oblivious to anything about Judaism. They're totally, they have complete amnesia. You're missing a large part of who you are. You don't know who your grandparents are. You don't know who your parents are. You don't know anything about yourself. You will live a different life. Well, a Yid who doesn't have emunah, it's even worse than a person who doesn't have any historical background. They have no connection to the whole world. They have no true connection to the whole life, and they're missing a basic fact of that. Yeah, they're missing that knowledge point. She'afilu k'she masik v'sichlo davar miti b'nimsa yesh b'koch ba'adam. And even when a person, though, excuse me, even if I'm in a chachma, and even wisdom, even having that knowledge, is in a munah atzma, she'afilu k'she masik v'sichlo. Let's say you come to a certain intellectual, cerebral understanding of something, a person could bury it. Yesh koyach ba'adam lastiru m'chushav ulahas rasa begeder, just something to know, and you don't feel it, you don't do it, right? I all the time interact with people, Jews in this case, let's pick this for a second, not Jews as well, but Jews, who believe in God, and you can have a conversation. But to get them to the next level, whether it has any practical ramification, could be very challenging sometimes because they don't want to act upon it. You know, just today actually, someone reached out to me. He read one of my articles on LinkedIn, and he reached out to me. He's never had a rabbi. This guy is a professor in a major university in this country, and very interesting person. He emails me, reaches out to me. He's never had a rabbi in his life. Never had a rabbi's life. He said he joined the temple when his twins years ago were bar mitzvahed, whatever that meant. But he never had a rabbi. He wants to ask you something, whatever it is, right? So that's a level. Now let's say he actually asked me something. This just came today, right? And I say, you believe in God? Believe in God. Okay, I'm not going to do this, by the way. Just the other person to take that belief to something practical can be very different, and very often a person pushes it out of the mind or buries it. How many smokers do you know they smoke? You can tell them smoking is bad for you. It will kill you. It will damage your heart, your lungs, your body. They don't want to hear about it. They bury it. Or people with eating habits. They eat certain types of food which are garbage for them, right? And their body is going to, over time, be sickly. They don't want to hear it. People treat people certain ways. They don't want to hear it. So you can have knowledge, right? Oh my goodness, marriage. Sometimes you talk to a person about their marriage or how they treat their kids or how they treat their coworkers, and they won't hear it. It means, even though they know it, even though they have a knowledge point. So emunah starts with chachma, but to get it practical is already a jump. So ushtei midashen, therefore, two things. To know the truth, to see the truth, to be cognizant of what the truth is. Smoking is bad for you. Eating those fatty foods late at night is bad for you. Or exercise is important. Or talking that way to your spouse will not make you happily married. Even if you don't like the way she or he does something, talking to the children will not get them to do. Being that nag ain't going to do it. No one's going to like you if you scream at them. Right? All these things, they may know it. But then how are you going to do it? It's to know the truth and to inculcate it, to apply it, to do it. To make it part of you, to make it an emotional connection. To see that if you see the truth, to act upon it. Like any other reality. And emunah in Hashem, because it's not in your face. You know, if you're a child or a wife or a husband or a coworker or a neighbor or a congregant, whatever, they'll punch you in the face. They'll scream at you. Or your body. I hate to say it. You smoke, you get sick over time. You're gonna get obese over time. You can't be able to walk well. Something's not gonna work well. With the Emunah, you can live a life of darkness, and you have eternal reality. It may be too late. So you have to be able to apply it. So a Seder HaNizkar, this is very important, he says, is likness, if you want to really acquire true faith in Hashem, which go right, the order is found of the fundamental, which is the Emunah, the foundation of foundations of all service of Hashem, of all life, is to believe in Hashem. Reishis Davar Tzarech Chachma, the first thing you need is wisdom. Lahavim b'seichel sheish matzeh rishon, to understand, to be cognizant, there is a creator, and as we've elaborated upon, who not only created the world, crafted from what material, literally everything from scratch, and continues to do that. Uchvaydi yisparach, and to be cognizant and aware of that Hashem, most people don't like to think about Hashem, makes them nervous, makes them uncomfortable, right? Hashem is all-powerful, omnipotent, Vu Avinu, and he's not just all that, he's our Father who loves us. Kol zetzarech lahasig b'seichel shia emes, you have to know personally where that's the truth. Emetzias hapshuto, and that's the basic reality of the world. U'masigim ezayitz, ayidei hispoinis b'malos ha'olam, you just have to look at the world. Hanifla hanefresh l'negdeinu, just, you know, very, very easy for those who are watching this live on Zoom. Right behind me, you can see shades. If you look a little bit closer, you have a chair, floor, my glasses, you name it. None of this you believe is a rock formation. Everything, look at the world. It's impossible, right, for something just to get there by itself. Okay? If I would tell, let's say the Zoom thing. Let's say I would tell you Zoom, what you're watching right now, is somehow evolved over time. The technology of Zoom over 16 billion years just came about that you can now watch me on Zoom and you can hear me, even though some of us are thousands of miles away. That's evolution. If I would tell this to any normal person, even the atheist in Silicon Valley who in San Jose working in Zoom, by the way, Zoom just got here by mistake. Over time, it took billions of years, but it evolved. You should be crazy. Your eye and my eye is more complex than this Zoom that we're watching. Some tissue is able to see, right? Anyone who's thinking, anyone who looks at the world honestly, unbiased, there's a creator of the world. Nothing happens. Nothing just comes from nowhere. Sophisticated. Nothing. I'm not talking about adaption. Nothing comes from nowhere. It's this Aleph phase of just basic intelligence. If you found a shirt in the Amazon forest where you know some more human being was there, you understand that didn't just get there. Look at the Torah, the depths of Torah. The understanding of Torah. No human being could possibly write Torah. Shimi'ida al yatsura, not just the Havana of Torah, that the promises of Torah, the MS of Torah. As the Rambam says in the Moran Vuchim, they had millions, every single Jew was at Sinai, men and women, and they saw open miracles, and you can't make that up, as Maimonides, Rambam says, and I've spoken about this before. And Haraya, the biggest proof is, if you could, other religions, people would do it, and they haven't, and they can't, because you cannot make up mass revelation. But I'm not going to go through that. Why not right now? V'anu makirum es avoseinu rabbeseinu filu shubidor shafal zeh, loy rek es avoseinu ala gam atzatzmenu, shumulchanu ala lizbo elef misus bilvad shlo teshtanetz ach seter besuras, and we know that we wouldn't, if someone say your life or, you know, we're not talking about, or, you know, worshiping idols, being, we would give up our life for it. Seichel Mevin, Shmasur Sha'avur, Batsur Kazubad, Dorum of Kasbet, Zuyuf, MS, Hilah, the Jewish people, who are a small minority, kept the Torah, right, at Sinai. It also is an illustration of our survival and our thrival as well. That's what Emunah is. Then he says, that's basic Emunah. The higher level is Bitachon. Bitachon is Hiskashmas Lamaisel Emunah. Now, I mentioned before a person who understands smoking is unhealthy, but doesn't want to hear it, doesn't want to acknowledge it, doesn't want to give it up, or their diet is dangerous for them, okay? Or their lifestyle, they're not exercising, is long-term a really bad thing. Or the way they're treating people is not going to get them be successful. Or, you know, partying as a young person, you're not going to get a job, you're not going to keep a job, whatever it may be, any of these type of things. People, at certain, may or may not want to hear. When you're talking about Emunah, so a person could come to a, you see the world, you see Torah, you see the Jewish people, right? And you see Hashem. Okay, I believe in Hashem. We're not going to talk about doing mitzvahs right now, but in Emunah, there's the practical application. That's bitachon. Right? Emunah is the world of thought. Bitachon is the world of how it affects our whole mind for our actions, our deeds, even. Yesh o mina nikus bitachon, which is trust. Bitachon is his kashmis lamaisa, making our Emunah practical. B'divrei Chazal, gama bitachon Emunah. Sometimes the bitachon is synonymous with Emunah. It quotes a famous Gemara by Chulda Ubur, Gemara in Tainus. I don't want to the whole story, but just like the there was a belief that the person who was a Chulda and Ubur, we knew that what they said was going to come true. But a man in Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a person who's boteach alav, v'soymech alav yisbaruch. A person, they live their life. Means it affects you sleep well at night. You have bitachon. You know that if this Hashem runs the world, I'm where I'm supposed to be. You know, obviously I may have to make changes. A person understands that if they keep Shabbos, they're not going to lose out. That's bitachon. Okay, I know God says to keep Shabbos and you're not going to lose out. Bitachon is they live that way. Bitachon is they live that way. Bitachon is when you get stuck in traffic. Right, and you did everything. You left on time. You're stuck in traffic. I'm not upset. That's what it's supposed to be. I'm not gonna sit there beeping. Okay, a guy stops in the street illegally. You'll beep him to move. But if you're stuck in traffic, cool as a whistle. This is my challenge, my reality. Maybe if I would have been to work early or somewhere early, I would have gotten into a fight. It would have been bad. It would have been day. I don't know. But wherever it is, I'm happy because this is what Hashem wants for me. Bitachon is, if you're born with certain parents, you're living in a certain place, again, certain things you can change, some things you can't change, right? If you did exercise, didn't smoke, and you still get sick, that's bitachon. That's what it's supposed to be, right? You marry somebody, and they get sick, and they took care of themselves, that, whatever, you know, million things. You live with a different reality and you have bitachon. A bitachon is understanding that there's a Hashem in the world and that certain things come away which are great, and bitachon is also, by the way, good things. Things, I have this, I'm supposed to use this. I'm not going to be scared. I'm not going to be hesitant. I'm not going to be timid. Hashem gave me this for a reason. By the way, bitachon, which is living Emunah, it's called Emunah because it's really the practical application. Hamuvim is the bitachon is the lamaisa shel Emunah. It's the bottom line of putting Emunah into our lives. Where a person is cognizant, not just over here, not just in the world of his thought, but in their life, they live it, right? It's real to them that Hashem runs the world. And Hashem wants what's best. V'emunah also called kach, and it's vivid and real to them, Emunah, and you can trust in it, that's bitachon. Okay, I actually gave shiurim many years ago on bitachon in the shul, but that's the reality of bitachon. And you live a different life. It's way less stressful, way less, and you're empowered. That's the power of bitachon. You're empowered to do more. You have the koyach, you have the emotional energy to do more. You have the spiritual energy to do more. You're not phased. Okay, we're all human beings. There are challenges that some days feel too much for everybody. But even those challenges you deal with better. You just like a person who has physical strength can do more, a person who has bitachon can do way more. If you remember correctly, just think of it a second, during COVID, all the Zoom lectures started during COVID, I gave shir on bitachon, because you can't deal with COVID successfully if you don't have bitachon at the time, right? It was a worldwide challenge, where people were stuck in their homes, people were not able to go to shul, not able to work, people at the beginning certainly did not know what was going to happen, to themselves, to their loved ones, sometimes people had illnesses, right? People worried about a lot of things. There's parnasa, right? You can't live that way without bitachon. So you know emunah in your head, there's a God, okay, but how are you sleeping at night? How are you thriving in now everything, okay, there's vaccines, not going to work anymore, for what, right? But the world, everyone's cool and relaxed now about it. But there's a point where people were very nervous. And that's just nervous. People were not doing well. So you don't have to be talking. How are you going to do well? Shabbos, Kodesh, our holy Shabbos, is Dikras Yom HaShvi. Going back, it's the seventh day. It's the Midah of Malchus. Actually, the Malchus. Nilmar Atza, what is the how a person comes to the Kedusha, the holiness of Shabbos? Ikra Mitzvah Michal Shabbos, the main mitzvah. What Shabbos revolves around, whether it's to keep Shabbos in the old days and not go to work, to not do any of the malachas. But the essence of beyond that, the essence of Shabbos is Zachar, so my Shabbos to remember, it's the Shabbos. The Lizkor to remember, the Lasim Leiv to put your heart in, the Metzias HaShabbos to the essence of Shabbos. And what Shabbos teaching us? HaShabbos Atzma, as we discussed and elaborated, it's not, it in itself is the product of all the 600 days of creation. Now there's lots of command, lots of do, don't do, do to create, but it's not Rosh Hashanah, which is shofar. What's the mitzvah Hashanah? Shofar. Pesach, matzah, or not eating chametz. Sukkos, you have shluv and sukkah, right? Shabbos is not defined by one or two things. It's a lot of things to create the reality of Shabbos, but it's not one thing which defines Shabbos. Rak shederech haShabbos, but the path of Shabbos is to have emunah. You see Hashem in your life. Right? You come to the world's Hashem's world. And our life is filled with Ribbono Shalom. HaShabbos, he has skaplaria. It gives a new vision. You come out of Shabbos with new glasses. During the weekday, you can get dirty. We're not dark. We believe in Hashem. We're not walking in the dark, but our glasses, our spiritual glasses, get fogged up. You ever try to drive with foggy glasses? Or you haven't washed it or wiped it for a few days sometimes, and it gets and it's sweaty. You can't see well. Shabbos cleanses our spiritual glasses. For emunah amitis, true faith in our chiddush olam, that Hashem runs every aspect of this world. Kol ha-mashmos, ha-meirot, and then everything comes out. And the makur of emunah, it says, is chokhmah, first to have knowledge. Lahavin is Hashem Yisparach, to understand and to understand what Shabbos teaches. Shemisha ino maven ino dimalhan. If you don't understand what Shabbos is, you don't need to believe in Hashem. Hashem is all powerful, omnipotent. As we discussed, if you go back, ve'achulu, ve'yachol, stopping. Sha'ideha oyla mishtachlo ve'neshlama yitzir, that again, that Hashem stopped creation. It tells us that there was a beginning of the world, a true beginning of all. Nothing had to be here. It's Edus on the Chiddush. It's testimony that Hashem created all the world from nothing and continues to create. And therefore Hashem rules over, created everything continually in this world. And Mamela Masik Ha'ech Hashem Yisparach is the essence of the world. The Kohen is B'shitaso. The Ach, by the way, heavy Kabbalah is those who learned a little bit of Tanya because of Chabad. Obviously, this is a big idea. Everything in the world is Hashem's, but all of Kabbalah has this idea. And after this knowledge, you can come to Emunah. To bring it, to inculcate it into your life. Right? We have the Chachma. I'm not going to smoke, or I'm married, I'm going to say I love you, I'm going to take care of my spouse. Not just say, oh no, I'm married, okay. No, you're going to act upon it. Right? And the Maisa of the Yom HaShabbos is B'tochan. The Shabbos Shavis Mikom Malacha, Mikom Malachos Oymam. Right? You're not on the internet on Shabbos. Right? You put your parnasa, you understand Hashem's world. I don't have to worry about this. And in the Yaitzi Lachar Sadeh, in the old days, you wouldn't go plow or harvest your field. You're not going to lose out. Right? The only people who lose out, the only Jews who lose out, or whose children or descendants are not Jews because they broke Shabbos 80, 100 years ago, thinking that they're going to lose out in America if they don't work on Shabbos. The people who kept Shabbos, they had thousands of Jewish descendants. And those who broke Shabbos, Nebuch, many of them have Gentile descendants if they have any descendants. Or their descendants struggle Jewishly. Shirav Ginasa Vitzmalam Huyoishiv Kil, I'm not worried about Shabbos, about my bills, about my computer, I'm worried about Hashem, about my life, about davening, about learning, about singing Zmiras, being on a Shabbos table. I know that it's Hashem's world. Right? And I'm not gonna do anything else. Kacha Adam Chai Lamaisa, and not just on Shabbos, when you leave Shabbos. You know, on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, in Intel and in Cisco and in Kaiser and in Google and on the street, wherever I may be, it's Hashem. And I'm going to live a life knowing that I'm in a world where there's Hashem. And Hashem not just creating the skies and the stars, Hashem's involved in my life because everything, Shabbos is a lesson, the Yedr Zaki, everything in this world is from Hashem. It doesn't make a difference. Hashem can give you, take away. It's not like there's a limit to Hashem. Whether you do or not, everything comes from. We have obligations to do in this world, but it's all from Hashem. And this world, the next world, is also Hashem is beyond all the world. For the world we live in today, in the future world, just like we know in the Messianic era and beyond, in the future world, it's going to manifest Hashem. This world also, it's all Hashem. It's just, it seems that it's a hiding, but all the Mazak, because Hashem wants to give us free will to do the Imken. Nimsa, Shibetzin Khan Kvarhu Olamaba. At some level, it's an unbelievable thing. A person who lives with Emunah and Bitachon, which is right, it says the Shabbos is Me'en Olamaba, the taste of the world to come. You live in this world with a life of Hashem. It's a different life. You live, you see Hashem in this world. You live in Hashem in this world. That's a person's reality in this world. And you make your decisions based like that way. Whether it's sickness, or whether it's ailments, whether it's parnasa, whether it's this, of course you have to deal with it. But they're not saying to be a negligent fool. But you live understanding, like this lady I spoke to today, right, who's doing so much for Israel, you sleep at night, you do what you can. Nothing's going to happen to you, it's not supposed to happen to you. No one's going to hurt you, there's no boogeyman in the world. Right? It doesn't mean there's not Hamas and Hezbollah and real people, even in Amsterdam where she lives, who are dangerous people. But you know that if you do your part, it's all Hashem. There's nothing to worry about. Okay, it's a very deep topic. I'm just scratching the surface. And it's come on, Lessa. You're in Hashem's world. You're connected to Hashem. And any other person's iniquities and sins, they're gonna fix it. You can do tshuva. It's Hashem's world. You're not stuck. You're not locked in this world. A person can become. That's why Shabbos, which is the ultimate lesson, can. When infused with the emunah of Shabbos, we clean our glasses completely on Shabbos, and we can see the world with emunah and bitachon, and it's real reality. And we don't just come to that understanding; we apply it to our lives. It's not just like, "Whoa, this is good, this is bad, or this is true, this is not true." No, we're going to apply it to our lives through Shabbos then we're crowned with emuna, with a level of and the basar v'dagim, like the talmud haShabbos, right? And even our foods on Shabbos, they have a different taste. You know, it calls it katam shurab, which is the food of the world to come. V'ayayin, the wine is the wine of the world to come. Shalamaisa toiv yisparach mafkis, we live a different life. Oy mavada tu v'chasto. Shari klum chaser v'esenach, nothing's lacking from Hashem. You know, we started many weeks ago, you know, we're still weeks to go, about a Jew who keeps Shabbos is a different Jew. It's a totally different life. Like our connection to Hashem is on a totally different plane. Our emunah, our faith, becomes not just cerebral, it becomes practical. That's the gift of Shabbos when done correctly. And that's really a lot of what we've talked about till now should lead a person to this level of practical emunah, which not only changes their Shabbos, but changes their lives. Okay, we'll hold here. Wish everyone a good Shabbos. Next week, we're going to talk about why a Gentile can't keep Shabbos. Why an Okum, if Shabbos is so gavaldic, and Shabbos is so important, so why is it only for us? That's what we'll pick up next week.